Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. If there's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, it is this. My God, our God, wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And awesome news, He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan. I would like to begin today's podcast with a very special announcement. My latest recording, a 12-song collection called The Middle of Nowhere, is now available at DennisJernigan.com, iTunes, and various other streaming services. In addition, my brand new book, also called The Middle of Nowhere, is available on Amazon.com. It details the many times I felt alone in the middle of nowhere moments of my life, and I show how God met me in each of those moments. I honestly think it will be of great encouragement to you. And today's podcast is the story behind the seventh song from this new collection. The song is called Your Name is Beautiful. The words came to me on July 6th of 1987, and the music arrived on August 8th of 1987. I can't believe I've never recorded this song before, but anyway, this is the story behind the song. I'd like to read a quote by Charles Spurgeon before I begin. It says this, "However weak we are, however poor, however little our faith, or however small our grace may be, our names are still written on His heart, nor shall we lose our share in Jesus' love." Following are the words I wrote about this song, Your Name is Beautiful, way back in 1987 on the day I received it. I remember thinking this, and this is what I wrote. I was once challenged by someone who really questioned the need for outward expression of worship. This person asked me, "What if I were physically unable to express my worship? What if I could not lift my hands or dance before Him? How can I expect someone to do that?" And my response, "If we're talking about me, I am physically able to do so, so I will praise Him with my physical being. But let's say I was unable to move my limbs. What would I do then?" The answer would still be the same. I would still praise Him for all He has done for me. I would blink my eyes in worship. I would dance in my mind. I would breathe as loudly as I could breathe to express in one way or another what Jesus Christ means to me. I find it amazing that we see believers who go to ball games and go nuts when their team scores a touchdown or makes a basket or scores a goal. Yet they sit on their hands during times of worship with the Lord because they're afraid of what people might think of them. Are you kidding me? Let's be real. That touchdown, that basket, that score is not eternal. We may think it is, but it is not. Our God is eternal, and He is worthy of our praise, worthy of our adoration, worthy of our worship. When we think about redemption and salvation, we need to see ourselves as being rendered able to move in our spirits. Though once we were crippled and incapacitated by sin, when we are washed clean, when we are redeemed of that sin, we are healed of our weakness. Abiding in Jesus is learning to walk with Him. Worship is really like our spiritual therapy. Because I see how desperate my life was without Jesus, I would do anything He asked me to do in worship. I would be glad to do it. Because of that gratefulness in my life, I will use whatever gifting He has given me, whatever means I have available to give Him the glory He deserves. This song, Your Name is Beautiful, came as a result of these types of questions in my life. If I could not praise Him physically, I'll tell you this, I would find a way to think about it. What would you do? Now, since the penning of these words way back in 1987, the lyrics of this song have become both bittersweet and poignant, powerful and prophetic. In the song, questions are raised about whether or not I would praise God if I lost my ability to move, or my ability to sing, or my ability to praise God with reckless abandon. Since my diagnosis with Parkinson's, these words are sweeter and more meaningful than ever to me, and they bring much comfort to my soul. Listen to these words from the song. "If there never was a song for my feeble tongue to raise, If there never more was music, I would find a way to praise your name, your beautiful name. If there never was a body or a fleshly hand to raise, if I could not dance before you, I would find a way to praise your name, your beautiful name. With the diagnosis of Parkinson's, my world honestly came crashing down in many ways. I lost my ability to sing as I once had. My body just doesn't seem to be healing as I would hope. I find it difficult to get some notes out regardless of how much I try. Most days I experience pain and suffering in a physical and mental sense, yet I still make a daily choice to praise the name of Jesus. I do. As of this writing, we are smack dab in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic that is sweeping the world in 2020. Leaving us feeling isolated, giving us moments of anxiousness, anxiety as to whether we will be able to survive financially due to my illness. That's just where we are. Even though the words of this song were written over 30 years ago, they ring more true than ever in my life. Listen to this. If I never knew your healing, if my days were filled with pain, just the fact that you are near me gives me strength to still proclaim your name. Your beautiful name. If I lost all my possessions or the family I hold dear, I would gladly give my life up if it meant the world would hear your name. Your beautiful name. Let's listen to the song now and let's just boast in worship the beautiful name of Jesus.
If there never was a song for my feeble tongue to raise, if there never more was music, I would find a way to praise your name, your beautiful name. If there never was a body or a fleshly hand to raise, if I could not dance before you, I would find a way to praise your name, your beautiful name. With every fiber of my being and every breath within my soul, every thought I'd cast before you just to somehow let you know I'd find a way to praise your name. The fact that you are near me gives me strength to still proclaim your name, your beautiful name. If I lost all my possessions or the family I hold dear, I would gladly give my life up if it meant the world would hear your name, your beautiful name. With every fiber of my being and every breath within my soul, every thought I cast before you, just to somehow let you know I'd find a way to praise your name. Your name is beautiful. Your name is peace. Your name is my Jesus, your name is beautiful to me. With every fiber of my being and every breath within my soul, every thought I cast before you, just to somehow let you know I'd find a way to praise your name. Your name is beautiful. Your name is peace. Your name is mine. Jesus, your name is beautiful to me.
Father, we bow before your presence. Thank you that your name is a strong, mighty tower where the righteous can run and be safe. We run to you with all our might in Jesus' name. Amen. Guys, it's in the names of God that I find so much solace from the world falling apart around me, comfort through the suffering of my disease. He's my righteousness. He's my holiness. He's my healer. He is God with me. He is my shepherd. He is my provider. He is my peace. He is my victory. He is Jesus. In that one name, I find all that God is and so much more. The way we develop intimacy with someone is often begun by simply learning the other person's name. As I've learned the names of God that he calls himself, I've learned about his character, his nature. In the process, I've come to understand the meaning of my own name as a child of God. Dennis means worshiper. That is who I am. I am known intimately by the one who gave me my name. There's such great peace in knowing God knows my name. Such great comfort in expressing how I feel about all his name and all his name means to me. Beautiful. Proverbs 18:10, I've already quoted it. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe. I have absolutely loved today's episode. I love the names of God. I just do. I run there often. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan podcast is over much too soon for me. But I want to tell you it's brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. I'm so proud of my wife. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the amazing artisan who is my wife, Melinda Jernigan, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. And if you haven't already done so, subscribe now to the Dennis Jernigan podcast and make it a part of your weekly routine. It's free and it's easy, and you just hit the subscribe button and you're all set. Now, if you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you happen to listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan podcast. If you don't mind, would you take a couple of minutes right now and just leave me a review? And to help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you also consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There is one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. You can also join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for worship. Just go to facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan. Mark it in your calendar. Worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday of each month. And don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind, my brand new book, The Middle of Nowhere. I also have two series of fantasy novels for young adult readers and young people. I have several children's books. I have several devotional books. I even have a novel that I've written there. Check it out for me. Just go to Amazon. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, just go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, Your Name is Beautiful, from the studio recording The Middle of Nowhere, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com or go to iTunes. And remember this, if you remember nothing else about today's broadcast, remember this, God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.